Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the roads, the big issue at the moment in Irene, that accident on the R21 south at Nalmapius Drive is causing heavy delays to the traffic and also slow in central Joburg after earlier protest action by SAMWU.
Protesting City of Johannesburg employees affiliated to SAMWU have dispersed after blocking the M1 and M2 highways amid an ongoing wage dispute. An agreement was reached for them to disperse. However, it's alleged that they may return tomorrow. Here's Metro Police spokesperson Kolani Fila.
Traffic remains heavy in the area and motorists are urged to avoid the M1 south and use alternative routes while officials work to clear the debris from the highway. It is hoped that the M1 south will be reopened before peak hour traffic begins.
The Health Department has confirmed the restoration of services to the National Health Laboratory Service following a cyber attack in June this year. This led to a huge backlog in processing lab tests at all public health facilities, causing longer waiting times for test results. And we end off in Vietnam, where a six-year-old boy who went missing for 5 days has been found in a forest. Dang Linh Tam was playing in a stream with his 9 siblings when he wandered off into the hills and got lost. He was found yesterday about 6 kilometers from where he went missing. I'm Chanel September and I'll be back at 5 with more news.
We start off with some rugby news. All Black head coach Scott Robinson said earlier today that assistant coach Leon McDonald and his lefty staff on the eve of the Rugby Championship test matches in South Africa due to a clash of coaching styles. Robinson and McDonald mutually agreed to part ways after discussions about their working approach, and that according to New Zealand Rugby. McDonald left after just 5 games under Robinson, who took charge of the All Blacks this year following the erratic results of Ian Foster. And PSG head coach Luis Enrique said that he's delighted with his current squad and played down the possibility of new signings arriving before the end of the transfer window next week. PSG have already invested a reported 175 million euros, and not including bonuses, on 4 players this summer, but have not recruited for a new striker to fill the gap left by Kylian Mbappe. In local football news, Stellenbosch FC's coach Steve Barker has surprisingly remained calm and optimistic for a man who stepped into the most challenging season, and this without his club captain. He's got to play some of his home game, well, some of his away games more than 1,500 kilometers away. And as if that wasn't a challenge enough, Stellies have now got to get past Mamelodi Sundowns over 2 legs if they're to reach the MTN 8 final. There is some cricket action on the go at the moment. 2 test matches happening, with England taking on Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka yesterday bowled out for 236. England at the moment on 146 for 4. And in the other test match that sees Pakistan taking on Bangladesh, Pakistan declared on 448 for 6 yesterday, with Mohammad Rizwan getting 171, Saud Shakel also getting 100 there as well. And in response, the Bangladeshis on 27 without loss. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Jack Rand FM.
I'm not sure what I should do, but call all of your friends and let